In fighting in Iraq today, three Marines were killed in action in the Anbar province of western Iraq. This 2 days after an explosion at a military base near the northern city of Mosul killed 22 and wounded dozens more. The dangers of military service in Iraq and elsewhere make it difficult to find new soldiers here at home. With the second of two reports, here's Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner.
Recruiting is a lot like courtship, a delicate dance between a recruiter and what the Army optimistically calls a future soldier. It's a dance that often begins at a school or a shopping mall. That's where future soldier Nicholas Rowe and his recruiter, Jermaine Valouse, first met several weeks ago.
I had just cut my hair, and I was just standing up front, and he walked by, and that's how it all began.
And we call it destiny.
Nick didn't need much convincing. He belonged to ROTC in high school and always wanted to join the Army. He was just waiting for the right time. In other words, says Jermaine Valouse, Nicholas Rowe is a recruiter's dream.
This is the part about recruiting that I love. You know, when you actually meet somebody like Nick that actually says, you know, I've always thought about serving my country. I mean, that just makes your day.
Recruiters like Valouse don't merely sign up future soldiers like Nick. They shepherd them through an obstacle course of Army bureaucracy, the aptitude test, the physical exam, the background check, and the paperwork. Lots of paperwork.
What we're going to need is I'm going to need you to put an initial next to each of these X's, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Army even has a form for tattoos.
And what I need you to do is I need you to pretty much put a X where the tattoos are on your body, okay?
Nick has three tattoos, including a set of matching jokers, one on each forearm. He says they reflect his sarcastic streak. He also describes himself as solidly middle class. He lives at home with his mom and brother in a well-to-do suburb of Fort Lauderdale. This is a far cry from the image of the Army as employer of last resort.
You know, where it's kind of like that homey family where we eat dinner together, you know, kind of like the old traditional values. We try and get together and watch Jeopardy every night. You know, that's like our main thing, is eat dinner and watch Jeopardy.
Nick hopes that by joining the Army, he'll be exposed to the latest technology in his field, satellite communications. But the main reason he's joining, he says, is to serve his country, no matter the danger.
I'm willing to serve my country, and if that means that I have to go over there and be a part of this war, then, you know, I'm fine with that. It's going to be part of my job.
You hear that a lot from other young recruits, like 18-year-old Cheyenne Garber and 22-year-old John Blakely.
If necessary, I will get killed for this country. This is my country. I was born here, so I might as well go out for a good cause.
It doesn't worry me at all. I'd gladly die for this country, for the causes we have. I mean, people say it's over oil and other things, but it's another 30 million people that we've liberated.
It's people like Garber and Blakely who help explain why, even with the U.S. at war, the Army exceeded its most recent recruiting goals, with more than 77,000 young men and women signing up. If anything, the resistance is coming not from potential recruits, but from their parents, including Nicholas Rowe's mother.
No, it's not me, it's mother that needs the convincing. She's very concerned, you know, she doesn't want her baby to leave.
They were at an impasse, mother and son, so recruiter Jermaine Valouse stepped in, as he often does these days, and placed a call to Nick's mom. Clearly, they do not see eye to eye.
I understand her concern. All parents are concerned about their kids joining the military. But there comes a point in time when you got to allow your son to move on and do what he wants to do. Okay? If your son wanted to be a basketball player and go to the NBA, would you stop him then?
Of course, joining the military is riskier than joining the NBA, and critics say recruiters are not always upfront about those risks. Chris White is a former Marine who worked briefly as an assistant recruiter. He's now active with the group Veterans for Peace. White says he witnessed at least one incident where a recruiter was less than honest with a family member, in this case the mother of a man about to join the Marines.
And she was very upset. She was almost on the verge of tears when we visited their house, and the recruiter flat out told her that he guarantees that he will never see combat. The recruiter will say anything to try and appease the concerns of everybody involved.
Recruiters insist they offer no such guarantees and are completely honest with potential recruits about the risks involved. But they were also quick to point out the different degrees of risk. An Army satellite technician, for instance, is less likely to see combat than an infantry soldier. Nicholas Rowe believes many people, his mom included, don't understand what the Army is all about.
You know, she really doesn't have a complete concept of the military, as a lot of people don't. They just think it's, you sign up, here's a rifle, okay, now go, you know, go kill somebody or go be shot. And it's not really that way with the jobs that I'm looking for and that I'm interested in. Satellite communications, there's no way you're going to put, you know, your communication satellite up in the front. So I'll be in the back, you know, I'll be taken care of.
Nicholas Rowe has yet to convince his mother that he will, in fact, be taken care of, but he's pressing ahead anyway, determined to join the U.S. Army. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.